in the war. So, after our intro with our fair lady, we then switch over to two people sitting at a cafe, and maybe a guy and a woman, old people, and she says, well, that sounds like a pretty good start for a story. So that young lady is now a new Elon Musk or something. What's she gonna do now? And then our guy says, well, you know, it's a it's a story. But actually, I'm not interested in just catchy stories, but there's reality, because this is, because behind this is a real story. And then we go on and we kind of, we switch over again to this lady. And her friends, we can introduce their wares. Or we have already. And then we should somehow switch to the boardroom, maybe, in that building. Well, that board is, of course, finding itself in economic wars, this and that. And we can start there. Or maybe we go even higher there to board meetings between different large corporations. I mean, up to the national, even global level. So we have that discussion established over there. And then from there we can, you know, we will, of course, have military-industrial complex representatives there, and we can switch over to that, and we are free to move wherever we like when telling this story. And around then in all this mess, our fair lady moves around. And it's all being told by a guy called Peel in that world where all this is really going on, which is now being told as a story with the freedom that storytelling allows. And it's all very nice. And yes, we could make it a little bit like this Chinese looking guy, a little quick. Style there with interesting cuts, fake advertisement, fake news, things like that coming in. As, for instance, as if this was being shown on some undercurrently rolling platforms of social media and so on, where you get these, could even be fact checkers, warnings, and this and that.